Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, January 14th, 2026. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Proverbs 22:7. This proverb presents a theological truth about wealth, power, and human freedom. At first glance, the verse may appear to be only a social observation, but its deeper meaning shows us how money shapes relationships and reveals the condition of the human heart. The doctrine of stewardship lies at the center of this verse. Scripture teaches that everything belongs to God, Psalm 24:1. Human beings are managers, not ultimate owners of resources. When wealth is handled wisely, it can bless others and honor the Lord. But when wealth is misused, it can become a tool of domination and oppression. The first half of the verse, "The rich rules over the poor," points to this imbalance. Wealth often brings power, and power in a fallen world is easily abused. The second half, "The borrower is the slave of the lender," goes further, pointing to the spiritual cost of debt. Borrowing is not always sinful, but it is never spiritually neutral. When we enter into debt, we hand over a measure of our freedom. Our choices, our time, and our energy are redirected toward repayment. The theological principle is clear. Whatever controls our future has a claim on our heart. If that claim belongs to debt, then our freedom to serve God with openness and generosity is diminished. This insight connects to the broader biblical warning against idolatry. Jesus taught that no one can serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. When debt becomes overwhelming, it functions like a false master, demanding loyalty, creating fear, and limiting our obedience. The Bible does not condemn all borrowing, but consistently warns against allowing financial obligations to shape our lives more than devotion to God. Finally, this proverb reminds us of the hope of God's kingdom. True freedom is found only in Christ, who cancels the debt of sin, Colossians 2:14. Earthly debt may restrict our choices, but spiritual freedom in Christ allows us to live with hope, peace, and a new direction. When we embrace God's wisdom, we find that living within His provision is not bondage. It is liberty.